we have the two largest super trawlers in the world fishing off the Donegal coast in the last week, and they were joined by a sister vessel. And all of these, they're monster vessels, are owned by the one Dutch corporation. And this is legally allowed under the Common Fisheries Policy. They have quota from a range of member states. They exchange quota between the different vessels while they're out at sea. So, I mean, this is a practice that flies in the face of everything that the Common Fisheries Policy is supposed to be. It's against coastal communities, and I'm very clear we need to ban the vessels of this size from the waters.
Is this a decision that can be taken at government level here? Can Minister Charlie McConlogue act on this? Or does this take, because of the CFP, does this take effectively a European response and a European decision?
It certainly will be a European decision, but the problem is that our government have never really criticised this practice. They're impotent when it comes to even boarding these vessels, holding these vessels to account. When you think about how Irish fishermen are treated, how they're, as they would describe it, harassed and harangued by the authorities here, yet you have absolute monster vessels like small cities out at sea where there's no accountability. So you don't even get that, never mind banning them. So our government really need to change tack, and they need to campaign for the banning, same as what happened in Australia.